الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وحبيبنا وشفيعنا ومطاعنا محمدا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم: يا أيها الذين آمنوا كتب عليكم الصيام كما كتب على الذين من قبلكم لعلكم تتقون. صدق الله العظيم. وعن عبادة بن الصامت رضي الله تعالى عنه أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال: أتاكم رمضان شهر بركة يغشاكم الله فيه، فينزل الرحمة ويحط الخطايا ويستجيب فيه الدعاء، ينظر الله تعالى إلى تنافسكم فيه فيباهي بكم ملائكة، فأروا الله تعالى من أنفسكم فيه خيرا، فإن الشقي من حرم فيه رحمة الله عز وجل، أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم. Respected علماء الكرام, elders, beloved brothers in Islam, سيد الشهور, the leader of the months of the Islamic calendar, that month, the anticipation of which those whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has endowed with His true ta'alluq and His true love, long in advance, they anticipate and they wait for this month of Ramadan. Ibn Rajab Hanbali rahimahullah, in his kitab, he mentions about the Salaf al-Salihin, the pious predecessors, that كانوا يدعون الله تعالى ستة أشهر أن يبلغهم شهر رمضان. That 6 months prior to the month of Ramadan, they would start making dua to Allah. From 6 months beforehand, they would make dua to Allah Ta'ala that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala should keep them alive to experience the month of Ramadan. We know the famous hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that when Rajab used to start, our beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to make dua: Allahumma barik lana fi Rajab wa Sha'ban wa balighna Ramadan. That oh Allah, bless us in Rajab and Sha'ban and keep us alive to experience Ramadan. And as Ramadan would come closer, we find this dua mentioned from Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that Allahumma sallimni li Ramadan wa sallim Ramadan ali wa sallimhu li mutaqabbala. That oh Allah, keep me with salamati, with ease, with afiyat, so that I may experience the month of Ramadan, and make Ramadan a month of salamati and afiyat for me. That is, whatever duas, whatever ibadat I make in Ramadan, sallimhu li mutaqabbala. Ya Allah, you protect it and you accept it from me. Like in, we find in the commercial world, generally, December is regarded as a busy period. The astute businessman doesn't start preparing for December in December. He starts preparing beforehand. Many months in advance, advance orders are given, etc. The stocks, the shelves are stocked, prepared for the month of December. So we find Ramadan in the same way. This is that month where we find that amongst the five pillars of Islam, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Bunya al-Islamu ala khams," that our deen Islam is based on five pillars: the shahadat of la ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the establishment of salah, the fasting of the month of Ramadan, the paying of zakat, and the amal of hajj. So one of the great arkan and the pillars of Islam, that is this Mubarak month of Ramadan, its fasting has almost come upon us. And in the verse of the Quran which I recited in the beginning, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala addresses the believers that Ya ayyuhal ladheena amanu, people of Iman, kutiba alaykum as-siyam, Allah has made. Now if you look at this word siyam, fasting, what does it mean? Literally it means abstention from food and drink. So if you have to translate this literally, kutiba alaykum as-siyam, Allah has commanded you, Allah has ordained upon you to abstain from food and drink. Now normally any human being, this is not something that he would like to hear. Listen, food and drink you can't have. The benefit of it is tremendous. Allah Ta'ala knows the benefit. Allah Ta'ala could have just ordered us fast in the month of Ramadan, And no one could question this order of Allah. But look at the shafqat, look at the mercy, look at the compassion of Allah. Allah knows that fitratan, the human nature is such that he doesn't like to hear this. They stay away from food and drink. So what does Allah do? Allah says, kutiba alaykum as-siyam kama kutiba ala alladhina min qablikum. They don't get worried. You are not being targeted. The nations of the past also had to fast. You are being ordered to fast as the nations of the past were ordered to fast. Sometimes you tell one child, you give him an instruction that you can't do this, so you want to make it easy for him. You say, I told your brother also the same thing. He also was commanded by me not to do this. So Allah's shafqat, Allah's kindness, that fasting has been ordained for you as it was ordained for the nations before you. And what is the underlying wisdom? What is the purpose? Does Allah benefit from you not eating and drinking? Does Allah benefit from you staying away from your halal wives, etc.? No, this is for your benefit. لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ Allah says, we are commanding you with this so that you develop taqwa. So that you develop the consciousness of Allah. Ramadan is the stage of Allah. Ramadan is that special month of mercy of Allah. This is such a month that Ali radiallahu ta'ala used to say, لو أراد الله أن يعذب أمة محمد ما أعطاهم رمضان. If Allah wanted to punish the Ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah would never have given them this month of Ramadan. This is such a month, we mentioned earlier, Rasulullah s.a.w. 2 months before used to make dua. Salaf as-Salihin 6 months before. Look at what preparation Allah used to make. إِنَّ الْجَنَّةَ لَتُزَيَّنُ مِنَ السَّنَةِ إِلَى السَّنَةِ لِدُخُولِ شَهْرِ رَمَضَانِ Allah Ta'ala orders the malaika to decorate Jannat, to prepare Jannat for the oncoming month of Ramadan. When does the decoration start? When does Allah order them to start preparing Jannat? 2 months before? 5 months before? 6 months before? No. When the Hilal of last year's Eid is sighted, when last Ramadan finishes, from that time, Allah orders the Malaika to decorate and prepare Jannat for the next Ramadan. Such an important month this is in the sight of Allah. And then when this month of Ramadan finally comes, decoration, 11 months of decoration, preparation, finally, when Ramadan comes, habbat rihun min tahtil arsh yuqalu laha al-muthira. A wind starts blowing from where? From underneath the arsh of Allah. From underneath Allah's arsh, a wind starts blowing. And this wind moves through Jannat. As it moves through Jannat, what happens? The rivers, the streams of Jannat, the pace is increased. The leaves of the trees of Jannat start moving. The handles of the doors of the palaces of Jannat start clattering. So what results? A beautiful musical sound occurs. And as this musical sound occurs in Jannat because of this wind from underneath Allah's arsh, then the hura'een, the maidens of Jannat, their ears prick up. Something is happening. They become conscious. What is happening? They realize that Ramadan has come. Ramadan, who realizes? The maidens of Jannat realize that Ramadan has come. So immediately what do? They start making dua. Try and appreciate the veracity of this. One is our attitude to Ramadan. One is our preparation of Ramadan. What is our preparation? Samosas, bhajias, pies. Long in advance, the freezers are stocked up. Every attempt is made prior, if you got some medical condition, etc. Every attempt prior to Ramadan is made to ensure that the least difficulty possible we experience in Ramadan. That is our preparation. On the other side, look at the preparation Allah is making. What is happening in Jannat? The hura'een, the maidens of Jannat, the ears prick up. Ramadan has come, Ramadan has come. So what do they start doing? They raise their hands in dua. Allahumma ja'al lana fi hadha ash-shahr min ibadika azwaja. They start making dua to Allah that, Ya Allah, give us husbands in this month from the Ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Give us husbands in this month from the Ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Hassan Basri rahimullah mentions one riwayat that one person will be sitting in Jannat. On his side will be his wife from amongst the Huri'een, a woman of indescribable beauty. Like it is mentioned, where is her beauty from? Such is her beauty, it is said, the first gaze, يَظَلُّ يَنْظُرُ إِلَيْهَا سَبْعِينَ عَامًا لَا يَتْحَوَّ الْبَصَرُهُ عَنْهَا. The Jannati will gaze transfixed at her face for 70 years. Such is the beauty of the woman of Jannat. Is her beauty from cosmetics, lotion, cream? No. نُورُ وَجِهِنَّ مِن نُورِ اللَّهِ تَعَالَى. The noor of her face is from the noor of Allah. Women of such beauty, she will be sitting with her husband on the banks of a stream. Hassan Basri rahimullah mentions this riwayat. And she'll be giving him some food to eat in Jannat. And then she will say to him, do you know when Allah formed our union? Do you know when Allah formed our union? He will say, tell me. She will say, there was one day you were fasting. And not ordinary fast. Your lips became parched, dry because of thirst. Your face lost its color because of hunger. On that day, Allah looked with mercy at you and He told His angels, that look at the slave of mine. Look at the slave of mine. For my sake, he is staying away from food, halal food. For my sake, he is thirsty. And she says, on that day, Allah said to His angels, you become a witness that I have forgiven him and Allah made your nikah with me because of that fast. One is our attitude to Ramadan and one is the nizam and system which Allah has put into place. Leave the Hura'een, Jannat itself starts making dua to Allah. Allahumma ja'allana fi hadha shahr min ibadika sukkana. Oh Allah, make decision in this month. Make decision in this month. Give tawfiq in this month to the Ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to spend this month in such a manner that they become Jannatis, that they become our residents. This is an opportunity. Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it is mentioned in the riwayat, when Ramadan would come, he would say, Marhaban bihi wa ahla. Marhaban bihi wa ahla. Welcome to the month of Ramadan. Salman Farsi radiallahu ta'ala anhu, that famous riwayat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, on the last night of Sha'ban, قَدْ أَظَلَّكُمْ شَهْرٌ عَظِيمٌ مُبَارَكٌ شَهْرٌ فِيهِ لَيْلَةٌ خَيْرٌ مِنْ أَلْفِ شَهْرٌ شَهْرٌ جَعَلَ اللَّهُ صِيَامَهُ فَرِيضَةً وَقِيَامَ لَيْلِهِ تَطَوَّعًا مَنْ تَقَرَّبَ فِيهِ بِخَصْلَةٍ كَانَ كَمَنْ أَدَّى فَرِيضَةً فِي مَا سِوَاهُ وَمَنْ أَدَّى فَرِيضَةً فِيهِ كَانَ كَمَنْ أَدَّى 70 فَرِيضَةً مِمَّا سِوَاهُ وهو شهر المواساة وشهر الصبر والصبر ثوابه الجنة. It's a lengthy hadith, there's no time to go into the details. But so many ahadiths like this we find. The one I mentioned in the beginning, Ubadah bin Samit radiallahu ta'ala narrates that hadith. The Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, O my ummat, ataakum Ramadan, shahr barakah. Ramadan has come. Ramadan, like, it's unfortunate, my respected brothers, we don't have munasabat with the Arabic language. But if you just look at all these ahadith, it is like, walillahi al-ma'af, there's no comparisons or parables with Allah. But if you want to try and understand the imagery that is found in these ahadith, it's like when something great happens, like how the children start jumping in excitement, in joy. What they were waiting for has finally come. This is the reaction of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That is the imagery that is found in these ahadiths. What is he telling? Hada Ramadan. One riwayat it comes, Hada Ramadan. One riwayat it comes, Atakum Ramadan. One riwayat it comes, Jaakum Ramadan. Ramadan has come. Ramadan has come. Ramadan has come. The Nabi of Allah, it is as if the Nabi of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is jumping up in joy. Atak hada Ramadan qad jaa. He says to his ummah, oh my ummah, Ramadan has come. What does this mean? Tuftahu fihi abwabul jannah. Tughlaqu fihi abwabul nar. Tughallu fihi shayateen. He says, Ramadan, Jannat is opened up. Jahannam is locked up. Shayateen are tied up. Shahru barakah. He says, oh my ummah, this is the month of barakat. Yanzilur Rahma, the rahmat and the mercy of my Allah is raining down upon you. Yastajibu fi dua. May Allah accepts all your duas in this month. May Allah wipes away your sins. In the riwayat of Salman Farsi, he says, Shahrun Azeeb, a great month has come. What nafil act you will do in this month, Allah will give you the reward of a farz act. What farz act you will do, Allah will give you 70 faridha. He said, feed, just give a little bit of water, give one day to a fasting person at the time of iftar. Allah will wipe away your sins. Allah will raise your rank in akhirat. Opportunity upon opportunity upon opportunity to conscientize this ummah. To conscientize this ummah. That do not take this month of Ramadan lightly. Do not take this month of Ramadan lightly. On the one side is the immense mercy, immense appreciation of Allah, immense opportunities that Allah Ta'ala has given in this month. And on the other side is that great warning, that great warning, that great warning. Every one of us are aware of it. That when the Habib of Allah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam ascended the minbar and said, Ameen, Ameen, Ameen at each step. Pertinent to our discussion was that curse which Jibreel came with. That curse which Jibreel came with. What was that curse? Bu'dan liman adraka Ramadan falam yughfar lahu. May that person be destroyed, be distanced, who finds even this month and fails to gain the forgiveness of Allah. And Rahmatul Lil Alameen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said Ameen to that dua. In that riwayat, what did Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say? He said, إِذَا لَمْ يُغْفَرْ لَهُ فِي رَمَضَانْ فَمَتَى. He said, O my ummah, if even in this month you fail to gain Allah's forgiveness, then when are you going to find Allah's forgiveness? When are you going to find Allah's forgiveness? This is such a month. The Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, لَوْ يَعْلَمُ الْعِبَادِ مَا فِي رَمَضَانْ لَتَمَنَّتْ أُمَّتِي أَن تَكُونَ السَّنَةُ كُلَّهَا رَمَضَانْ. He said, if my ummah had only to know, if they only understood or appreciated what a month this is, they will wish that the whole year was Ramadan. They would not look down upon the fasting. They would wait for the fasting. They would wait for the Taraweeh. They would wait for the ibadat of this month. Allah has lightened the burden upon the Ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam when this command of fasting first came down. That kutiba alaykum as-siyam kama kutiba ala alladhina min qablikum. Fasting has been ordained upon you as it was ordained upon the nations of the past. Because there was no tafseel, because there was no detail, Allah says fasting is farz. Details of the fast were not mentioned at that time. So as was the custom, they followed the fast of the previous nations. What was their fast? Iftar to iftar, there was no sehri. Iftar to iftar, there was no sehri. At the time of iftar, they would eat up till the time they sleep. Once they sleep, the new fast has started. And for the whole month, their wives were not halal for them. There was one sahabi, Qais bin Sunma Ansari radiallahu ta'ala anhu. He used to herd camels. So obviously, rigorous labor in the heat of the sun. Evening time comes, he comes home, tells his wife to prepare the iftar, stretches out a little bit to relax. She goes to prepare the iftar, he falls asleep, he dozes off. So by the time the food comes, he has slept away, the new fast has started. So 24 hours have passed without food. Next day again in the sun, finally, he starts seeing stars. He comes to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ya Rasulullah halaktu. O Nabi of Allah, this is too much. Main halak ho gaya. I can't take this. I can't manage. No sooner does he finish this complaint of his, Jibreel has come. Kulu washrabu hatta yatabayyana lakum al-khayt al-abyad min al-khayt al-aswad min al-fajr thumma atimmu as-siyam ila al-layl. That, oh my Habib sallallahu alaihi wasallam, through your tufail, through your barakat, the burden has been lightened on your ummah. For the previous ummahs, their fast was iftar to iftar. For your ummah, there is iftar also and there is sehri also. This burden was lightened for the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Because of the barakat of Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the wives were made halal in the night during the month of Ramadan. And what is even further, The famous incident mentioned in the Quran of the miraculous birth of Isa alayhi salam. Maryam alayhi salam, the mother was worried. What is the, when the people come to her and ask her where this child came from, what should her reaction be? What does Jibreel say? Make ishara, make ishara. Why? Inni nadartu lirrahmani sawma falan ukallim al-yawma insiya. To make ishara that you are fasting. What we learn from this? For the Bani Israel, in fasting, they were not even allowed to speak. They were not allowed to speak while fasting. Look at the mercy on Ummat of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. For the Bani Israel, if they spoke the truth, their fast broke. For the Ummat of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, if he even speaks lies, his fast doesn't break. The reward is diminished, but the fast does not break. These are allowances that Allah gave to the Ummat of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If you look at the months of the Islamic calendar, Rabiul Muharram, Safar, Rabiul Awal, Rabiul Akhir, etc. Ulama say these names of these months were given by the Arabs. The month of Ramadan, this name came from Allah. Shahru Ramadan, Alladhi Unzila Fihi Al-Quran. The month of Ramadan in which the Quran was revealed. Allah gave this name Ramadan. What does Ramadan mean? It comes from the root word Ramadha Yarmud, which means to burn to ashes. What is the link between burning to ashes and the month of Ramadan? Ulama explain that if you want to obliterate something, if you want to destroy something, one is you can break it. If you break something, you can piece it together again. You can tear it. If you tear it, you can stick it together again. They say the most conducive manner to destroy and obliterate something so that no trace remains is to burn it to ashes. Ramadan, the month in which even the record of the sins of the Ummat of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam are burned to ashes. Allah wipes away your sins in this month. In fact, it is mentioned in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, from the first roza of Ramadan, the entire year's sins till last year Ramadan are wiped away by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is such a month, such a month. What is Allah giving us on the fast of the month of Ramadan? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, one hadith, he said, Al-a'malu indallahi sab'a. He said, there are seven types of a'mal in the sight of Allah. Amalan mujiban, amalan bi amthalihima, amalun bi ashri amthalihi, amalun bi sab'imiyati dhu'afin, wa amalun la ya'lamu thawaba amilihi illallah. He said seven types of amal. Two amal in regards to the return, to the recompense, to the reward. He said two types of amal, the recompense from Allah is wajib, compulsory. What are these two types? He said man mata walam yushrik billahi shay wajabat lahul jannah. That person who died on tawheed, jannat is wajib. One man mata waqad ashraka billah wajabat lahun nar. That person who died on shirk, jahannam is wajib. Amalan mujiban, two types of amal, the return is wajib. Two types of amal, the return is equal. What are these two types? He said, when a person does an evil deed in my ummah, it will be given equal one time. One evil deed will be written down. When a person intends to do a good deed, one neki will be written down. Amalun bi ashri amthalihi. One type of action multiplied 10 times. What is that? Man amila bi hasanatin juziya bi ashri miati juziya bi ashra. He said that person who does one good deed, Allah multiplies it 10 times. The sixth type of amal, he says, one deed 700 times. What is that? Man anfaqa malahu fi sabilillah. That person who spends his money in the path of Allah, Allah multiplies it 700 times. And what is the seventh type of amal? Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, this amal, the reward of it, la ya'lamu thawaba amilihi illallah. No one but Allah knows. No one but Allah knows the reward of the seventh type of amal. What is the seventh type of amal? He said, as-sawm, it is fasting. Fasting, this is that amal, only Allah knows the reward. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, man sama yawman tatawwa'a, man sama yawman tatawwa'a, thumma u'tiya mil al-ardi dhahaba, lam yastawfi thawabahu, duna yawm al-hisab. Ajeeb. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam does not talk of the fast of Ramadan, he is talking of nafil fast. Outside Ramadan, why Ramadan fast? La ya'lamu thawaba amili illallah. Only Allah knows the reward. So what example does Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam give? He gives nafil fast example. What is the difference between nafil and farz? Ali radiallahu ta'ala mentions, if a person gets the lifespan of Nuh alayhi salam, 1,000 years, and he fasts every day, full, entire year, every day he fasts, nafil fast, with the lifespan of Nuh alayhi salam, all the nafil fast put together is not equal to one farz fast of Ramadan. Nafil fast, what will Allah give him? Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Man sama yawman tatawwa'a, thumma u'tiya mil al-ardi dhahaba, lam yastawfi thawabahu duna yawm al-hisab." He said a person keeps one nafil fast and in return for that Allah turns the entire world into gold. The seas, the rivers, the mountains, everything is turned into gold and presented to him on the day of judgment. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says this will not equal the reward of one nafil fast. What is Allah giving for the fast of Ramadan? La ya'lamu thawaba amilihi illallah. No one but Allah knows the reward. Faradallahu lakum siyamahu. Faradallahu lakum siyamahu. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Allah has made farz upon you the fasting of the day of Ramadan. And then the khususi, special distinction given to the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. No other ummah had taraweeh salah. Only this ummah was given taraweeh salah. That is why Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, "Faradallahu lakum siyamahu." Allah made farz for you the fasting of the day of Ramadan. "Wasanantu lakum qiyamahu." And I, Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, made sunnat for you the taraweeh salah of Ramadan. What is our attitude towards the taraweeh salah? What is our attitude towards the Quran? Our elders say, Quran ek na ashna peygham ban chuki. Quran has become an irrelevant message to the ummah today. In Ramadan, little bit tilawat. Open a new shop or a new business, little bit tilawat. But that shagaf with the Quran, attachment with the Quran, it is said, Qatada rahimahullah, in the month of Ramadan, every 3 days would make one khatam of Quran. In the last 10 days, every day, one khatam of Quran. It is mentioned about Imam Shafi'i rahimullah, Imam Abu Hanifa rahimullah, that in the month of Ramadan, they would complete 60 khatams of the Quran. 60 khatams of the Quran in the month of Ramadan. One tabi'i says, I went, it was the haram of Makkah. Usman Ghani radiallahu ta'ala anhu started his tahajjud salah, ghaliban in Ramadan. He said, I stood behind him. Usman started from Surah Fatiha, completed to Surah Nas, the entire Quran in one rakat of tahajjud salah. The entire Quran in one rakat of tahajjud salah. And what would Usman radiallahu ta'ala anhu say? لو تهرت قلوبكم ما شبعتم من كلام الله عز وجل. He would say, if your hearts were pure, you would never get tired of listening to Quran. Unfortunately, when Ramadan comes, then even the ordinary person, I've said this many times, person who doesn't even know how to make wudu properly, he becomes a muhaddis. And he wants to know whether it's 8 rakats or 20 rakats or whether it comes in Bukhari or Muslim. Like I mentioned a few years ago, Jamaat was in Cape Town. As we were going for one program, we passed one masjid, they had two signs. One sign parking for 8 rakats, other side parking for 20 rakats. We become bigger muftis than Sayyidina Umar bin Khattab radiallahu ta'ala in the month of Ramadan. Always looking for the shortcut. That shock and shagaf. Listen to the conversation in Ramadan. That masjid finishes 8 o'clock. This one finishes 5 past 8. That one finishes 10 past 8. What is behind that? Love for the Quran? Attachment with the Quran? No! We're looking for the shortcut. Where the Quran is read the fastest. Where the laws of tajweed are murdered. That is where the biggest crowd will go. One is beginning of Ramadan, 1 or 2 days masjid is full. Then salamu alaikum, majority. If it is 10 subs first 2 nights, then Third, fourth, fifth, by the time the seventh night comes, it's two or three subs. Then 27th night, masjid gets full again. My respected brothers, what is the harm that this ummah is bringing upon itself? Where is the realization of what a month Allah has given us? The sehri, we get an opportunity to get up for tahajjud salah. How many of us, Ramadan comes for fajr salah, we are not in the masjid. That few minutes early to wake up, logically, if you look at it, if you eat sehri, the fast is easier. So the reward should be less. But look at the mercy of Allah. What did Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam say? Rahim Allahu al-mutasahhirin. May Allah's special mercy descends upon those who make sehri. Why it is an opportunity to get up for tahajjud salah, to cry before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. At the time of iftar, the malaika that are making tawaf of the arsh of Allah. وَتَرَى الْمَلَائِكَةَ وَتَرَى الْمَلَائِكَةَ حَافِينَ مِنْ حَوْلِ الْعَرْشِ يُسَبِّحُونَ بِحَمْدِ رَبِّهِمْ. Allah says, on that day you will see my malaika making tawaf of my arsh. What are they doing? They are making tasbih of Allah. In the month of Ramadan, Allah commands them, stop your tasbih. Stop your tasbih. And say Ameen to the dua at the time of iftar of the Ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. What we are worried about, whether the halim is hot or cold, whether I've got enough samosas or bhajiyas, whether I've got my Pepsi or 7-Up, which I'm used to. And some, even others are looking for cash for ash at the time of iftar. At the time when the malaik of Allah saying, Ameen, where is this ummah? It is mentioned about the sahaba, about the tabi'een. At the time of iftar, they would raise their hands and they would make dua to Allah. Ya Allah, you have caused us to experience thirst in this dunya, the small thirst. Save us from the big thirst of the day of judgment. Save us from the hunger of that day, a day which will be 50,000 years long. What decisions Allah is prepared to make, and where are we? This Taraweeh Salah which we take so lightly. Allama Munziri Rahimullah mentions the riwayat. For every sajda of Taraweeh Salah, Fifteen hundred hasanat are given. We are worried about 8 and 20 rakats. If we knew the value of this, we'll wish for 40 rakats. 40 sajda every night, 20 rakats. 60,000 hasanat Allah is giving. Many times I give this example. If you were told Hilal Masjid, those who come for Taraweeh Salah underneath the Musalla, there'll be 1,500 rands. What will happen? This masjid will be too small. Even the invalid, elderly, grandparents will bring them from the home to the masjid. Why 1,500 rand? Allah is giving 1,500 hasanat for every sajda of Taraweeh Salah. What else? For every sajda. Listen with the ears of iman, my respected brothers. For every sajda of Taraweeh Salah, Allah will give you one palace in Jannah, which will be made out of red ruby. This palace will have 60,000 doors made out of gold. For every sajda, this third reward is not exclusive for Taraweeh Salah. For every sajda, whether in Taraweeh or outside Taraweeh of the month of Ramadan, Allah will give you one tree in Jannat. A fast horse rider will ride for 500 years and he will not cross the shadow of this tree. This is such a month, my respected brothers. Every second, every moment is precious, is valuable. What did Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, after mentioning the fadail of this month, what did he say? فَأَرُوا ta'ala min anfusikum fihi khaira. He said, oh my ummah, show Allah. Show Allah in this month how you desire His mercy, how you desire His forgiveness. Compete with one another. يَنْدُرُ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى إِلَىٰ تَنَافُسِكُمْ فِيهِ فَيُبَاهِ بِكُمْ مَلَائِكَةَ. Allah looks at your competition in this month and Allah boasts about you in front of His angels. Time is very limited. We have run out of time. I will terminate on one hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. My respected brothers, one is to regard the fast as a burden. One is to just go through the motions in the month of Ramadan. And the other is, لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ. Allah says, we have given you this month so that you develop the ta'alluq of Allah. So that you develop taqwa. For that, my respected brothers, The fast is not only a fast of food and drink. It has to be a fast of the eyes, fast of the ears, fast of the heart, fast of the hands, fast of the feet, fast away from lying, from cheating, from backbiting, etc. Rasulullah said, if a person keeps that type of fast, man sana nafsahu fi shahri Ramadan, that person whose whole body fasts in the month of Ramadan. And to explain this, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam gives a few examples. He says, lam yashrab fihi muskira, lam ya'mal fihi bi khati'a, lam ya'mal mu'minan bi buhtan. He fasts with his tongue. He doesn't slander anybody, doesn't make ghibat of anybody. He fasts with his limbs. He doesn't commit haram in this month. He stays away from sharab, from that which Allah has forbidden. If his whole body fasts, what will Allah give him on that type of fast? Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, زَوَّجَهُ اللَّهُ كُلَّ لَيْلَةٍ مِيَةَ حُورًا. At the iftar of every day of this type of fast, Allah will make his nikah with 100 of the hoor of Jannah. 100 hoor of the hoors of Jannah, his nikah will be made if his whole body fasts. وَبَنَا لَهُ قَصْرًا فِي الْجَنَّةِ. Allah will give him one palace in Jannah. How big is it? Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, لَوْ أَنَّ الدُّنْيَا كُلَّهَا جُمِعَتْ فَوُضِعَتْ فِيهِ كَانَتْ كَمَرْبَةِ عَنْزٍ مِنَ الدُّنْيَا. He said, like how one pen of sheep compared to the whole world is like a speck of dust. He said, if your whole body fasts, your eyes fast, your ears fast, your heart fast, your hands fast, your feet fast, every day Allah will give you a palace. The whole world will look like one pen of sheep in front of that palace. The whole earth will look like one pen of sheep in front of that palace. Such a palace Allah will give you. This is why, my respected brothers, our elders are imploring us. They are encouraging us. Take out some time in this month of Ramadan. Wepari, we've got 11 months of the year to do. Badr took place in Ramadan. Fateh Makkah took place in Ramadan. The Sahaba of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam did not consider this as a month of sitting back. They increase their qurbani, they increase their sacrifice, take out some time, at least one ashara, 10 days in this month, and go out in the path of Allah. What will Allah give you? Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, man sama yawman fi sabilillah fi ghairi Ramadan. If a person is out in the path of Allah, fasting, not in Ramadan, what will Allah give him? Bu'idani nar mi'ata amin sayr al-mudammar al-jawad. A fast horse rider rides 400 years, what distance it covers, that much Allah will distance him from Jahannam if he fasts in the path of Allah outside Ramadan. What if he fasts in Ramadan in the path of Allah? What Allah will give him? No one but Allah knows the reward. We want that haqiqat. We want that reality of Ramadan. We don't know if we will live to see another Ramadan. Allah, give us the tawfiq to spend this month of Ramadan in a manner which is pleasing to him. Make it a zariah of our hidayah, the hidayah of the entire ummah. But very, very important, my respected brothers, is that make this niyat that inshallah, at least one ashara of Ramadan, we will spend in the path of Allah. Allah give us tawfiq.
Syntech CD Productions, bringing the sounds of Islam to you.